So today is Epiphany Sunday, and one of the things that is celebrated throughout that is the story of the Magi going and giving gifts to Jesus. They're seeking, they're following, they're pursuing this star that leads them to the Christ child. He's a little bit older, some would say two, maybe three. They're not at the nativity scene. But we're going to not look at an Epiphany type scripture today. We're going to go to one of the Psalms. I want to hear the words of David today because they spoke to my heart while I was gone and over the weeks leading up to the end of the new year. We're going to be in Psalm 9, and we're going to look at verses 9 and 10. Again, this is not a typical Epiphany Sunday scripture, but I think it points to what the wise men, the Magi, were doing, and I think it points to what we're called to do in the new year. You can find that on page 428 if you're using one of our pew Bibles. Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. And the psalmist writes this: "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So we're beginning a new year, so we're starting a new series called The Keys to 2018. And today we're going to look at seeking and surrender. Seeking and surrender. How many of you made resolutions this year? A couple of you. The rest of you don't want to admit it because you've already broken them. Right? That's what happens. They last for a couple days. But a resolution is defined as a firm decision to do or not to do something. And that's from dictionary.com. So here are the top 10 resolutions for 2018 as found on the internet. Number one, spend more time with family and friends. Find more time for physical fitness. Lose weight. Quit smoking. Enjoy life more. Quit drinking. Get out of debt. Learn something new. Help others more. Get organized. And then a few others that didn't quite make the top 10, but were honorable mention is eat better, exercise more, read more, and take better care of yourself, especially by getting enough sleep. I like that one. But we all are seeking something in 2018, aren't we? Even if we didn't make a resolution, we have goals, we have things that we hope will happen, we have things that we go in search of or that we strive for, that we press after, that we pursue. We all have them. Whether we want a healthier lifestyle, we know there are things that we will have to do. Whether we want to be better off financially, there are things that we will have to do. But the reality is that all these goals, all these resolutions, all these things we set before us, they require some type of sacrifice or surrender on our part, don't they? If you want to be more financially stable this time next year, you're probably going to have to surrender those lattes, those cheese fries, or those half-off Sonic milkshakes at some point during the year. But all those resolutions, all those things that we seek after, they lead us to having to surrender, to make a choice either to do this or do that. And we have to make a decision based on what goals we have set before us. Every time we started a new season, even as coaches and players, you set goals. You have team goals. What do you want this team to accomplish? Then you have individual goals. And you can always tell who really cares because their individual goals will directly line up with the team goals. It's okay to want to score 15 touchdowns. Those 15 touchdowns will probably help your team win games. It's okay to want to hit 350. Or to have a sub-2 ERA. Those things are good. It's okay to have individual goals because they work towards the goal of the team. And oftentimes we would sit around and we would call our goals out loud, because once you voice them out loud, there's some accountability to each other. So that you can be reminded at some point during that season, during that year, hey, remember, you said you wanted to accomplish this. Right now your actions don't show that. It's part of being a team. Because when you seek something, when you pursue something, you always have to surrender. John Wesley and the early Methodists, y'all check this out. This is fascinating. They would get together at 4 a.m. on January the 1st. But they would gather at 4 a.m. and it wouldn't just be a handful. We're talking hundreds. In some of his journal entries, 14, 15, 1,800 people would gather for this service to bring in the new year. And the whole point of that service, the whole point was to recommit, to make a covenant before God, to self-surrender and seeking His will in the new year. Can y'all imagine 15, 18, 1,000 people getting together? 15 or 1,800, I guess 15 or 18 is not that impressive. But getting together, and this happened whether the preacher was there or not. They just got together and they made this promise before the Lord and before each other. I will give of myself. I will recommit to the covenant that I made with God, to seek Him, to do His will, to give of myself in the coming year. At 4 a.m., one of the popular prayers from that service is still in our hymnal today. It's on page 607. And it's titled, The Covenant Prayer in the Wesleyan Tradition. And I want you to hear the sacrifice, the surrender mentioned in this prayer. I am no longer my own, but Thine. Put me to what Thou wilt. Rank me with whom Thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by Thee or laid aside for Thee, exalted for Thee or brought low for Thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and I heartily yield all things to Thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Thou art mine and I am Thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. In our passage today, the psalmist is reminding us that God will provide for all who seek Him. He uses the term oppressed in troubled times. So we know that the coming year we will find those things. There will be times of trouble in the coming year. But there will be tough times in this year. Y'all know that. Can you ever think of a year where you hadn't been through some type of tough time? But the psalmist also tells us that if we will seek the will of the Lord, that He will not abandon us. That if we will seek, if we will pursue after God, God's will in our lives, God's will in the life of this church, He will provide. John Wesley in his commentary notes puts it this way. Again, this is a part of that service, that seeking. He says, if you aim at this, that God reigning in your heart may fill it with the righteousness above described, and indeed whosoever seeks this first will soon come to seek this only. Those who seek it first will come to seek it only. Mission statement, we talk about pursuing Christ. If you pursue Christ first, you will eventually pursue Christ only. And I want you to think what your life would look like this time next year. What the life of this church would look like if all we pursued was Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's great. We still got to make our money. We still got to pay our bills. We still got to do all those other things. Some of us need to get healthy. Some of us need to eat better. Some of us need to stop doing this or stop doing that. And some of us need to surrender and sacrifice in different areas. I got to give up chocolate. Not all the way, but just a little bit. But all those things are great, but what if they just fell in second place behind pursuing Jesus? Because see, that's going to be our goal all year. That's the team goal. We're going to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world at this church. That's who we are. That's who we're going to be. That doesn't matter if there's 100 or if there's 44 or if there's 12. I've read a few stories about 12 people that changed the world forever. We are going to become and make disciples. But the only way to do that is to seek God and to surrender our own personal wills. To give up control. There's a new song out called Control. And it says these words, God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Do y'all realize that? God doesn't need us, but he wants us. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life in the way it should go. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to open my hands up and to give you control. When you give up control of your life and you let God take it over, it's freeing. It's scary, but it's freeing. So this new year, our new season together, there may not be a championship trophy at the end that we can press towards, but there's a Savior. And there's an eternal reward that we can press towards together. Growing closer to God, living more like Jesus, finding more peace, more contentment, more commitment, feeling closer to the Lord. Does any of that sound better or good going into 2018? But are you willing to seek? Are you willing to surrender? Are you willing to seek and surrender in your prayers? Are you willing to seek and surrender in your presence? In your presence both here and when you're not here in the presence of God. Are you willing to seek and surrender into your gifts, your time, your talent, and your treasure? Are you willing to seek and to surrender when it comes to serving? Where are you going to step up and serve in this church? And are you willing to seek and surrender in your witness, in how we live our lives for Jesus? Think for a moment, what will January 2019 look like if the most important thing in your life is seeking Christ and surrendering to the will of God? I can't promise you what 2018 will bring, but I promise you if you do that, January the 1st, you will stand proud and tall, and you will have peace, and you will have love like you have never had before. That's my prayer. I hope that just like those wise men, just like those that recommitted at 4 a.m. on every January the 1st, that this group right here will seek the star of the Savior. That we will surrender our lives, that we will give up control. That's the type of church, that's the type of people we will be. Because if we are going to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world, we are going to have to seek Christ, and we are going to have to surrender. Let's pray.